Hello and a warm welcome. This is the Mission Shunya podcast. Shunya means zero, and this podcast is all about the stories and conversations around the transition to a zero carbon economy. Every fortnight, I feature some interesting stories from around the world, stories from people who are having a positive impact on the planet through their work, entrepreneurs who are trying to solve some of today's biggest problems. And towards the end of every episode, there is a small micro step that you can take to live a sustainable lifestyle. And this episode's action item is shared by our guest towards the end. So who is the guest for today, and what is the biggest problem that he is trying to solve?
Hello, my name is Roberto Astete. I'm CEO of Solubac. We make a new raw material. We wanted to solve the problem of the single-use plastic bags with a 100% environment-friendly product.
We all have heard this argument that single-use plastic is one of the biggest challenges of our time. Here's one of the reasons why it will continue to be a big problem.
Today, we are talking about a single-use plastic. The visual problem of the plastic today was the t-shirt bags, the bags of the groceries or the supermarkets. This is a huge number of products that nobody take care for that. Maybe you can use again. Put the garbage or something like that, but at the end, nobody take care because it's a free product, and also we don't have the culture to recycling all the materials. So we have a big problem because for the last 20 years or 30 years, nobody take care for that. So we can found this type of products all over the world on the landfill. If you wanted to go to the beach, also you can see the effect of these materials in the environment.
That is true. It is kind of a neglected problem in most part of the world. Now, let us get to the story of Solubac. How did the company start? What were you doing first before you moved to solving the plastic problem?
Oh, in the beginning, we start to try to make a new business to make some detergent. So the idea in the beginning was make this new type of capsules of detergent. And the material that we use for the packaging of this capsule are the base of our idea to change it for material that we can use for a bag. So in the beginning, we also think in a different way, but the market pushed us to make this new product. Instead that in the beginning, the material that we are using is not work for the final product. So we need to start to make our research and develop and start to improve what we can use for this type of new raw material.
So do you mean to say that the idea behind Solubac came from making a detergent? So did you end up doing a different detergent product, or did you drop off the detergent idea and move to solving this problem?
No, in the beginning, we start thinking to do a detergent. When we introduce this type of idea, we check that, okay, the detergent, we have a lot of companies making the same product, but we thought that we have the option to open the market. However, here in Chile start to ban the single-use plastic bags, so we decide to change the former idea and start working if we can produce the bag. We have some success because we can make a prototype. And then we start to improve because the idea is try to make a product that anyone can use it. This is a big difference with other type of similar solutions that they sell only bags. We wanted to sell the raw material, so anyone that have the similar lines that today make the bags can use our material and start producing the new type of bags using our raw material.
Chile's single-use plastic ban was a big pivot for the company that was initially planning to make better detergents. So how did the company take the idea forward since the conceptualization in 2014?
Oh, when we start, yeah, we are basically the idea. Then I traveled to China because I worked in the plastic business for more than 12 years. So I have a lot of friends that can bring me some machinery to start making some trials. So after 2 years, I found a company that had a similar idea than us. but then I wanted to make a back in another way. So we decided to work together to find the correct solution for this this new product. And in the beginning, we worked together for around 1 year until we have the first step of this project. We make the first back after many trials to correct the formula. Then, yeah, we start producing. At the moment, we have a production line that we can produce at least 600 tons per month. And we are working to push the market because it's very difficult today. If you compare the biomaterials or compostable materials or this new idea, because the cost of us is higher than the common one. So today, a lot of countries is banning the use of plastics, basically in the bags. So we have a different change because if you compare our material with the paper, we have more advantage, like the paper, not only for the material, but the less water consumption, less energy consumption, less chemical. We have a lot of good things that we have instead of other common material that you can find in the market. So we think that we can start growing maybe the next year because all our forecasts start this year, but with this problem with the virus, all delay. However, now the market start to react again, and we have a new opportunity to open different type of markets and customers. Today, we are pushing the African market, the Middle East market, South America, and we open also a new office and company in the States because we have a new partner there that can bring us the support to start growing in the market with a different product. Instead that we can sell the raw material today, it's better for us to introduce new products so we can make a visual marketing of what we can do in the near future.
That is very good. That sounds like a solid plan. And I can really understand that due to COVID, many businesses are impacted and almost all businesses are impacted. So hope you get back to track. Now, coming back to the product itself, what would you say is the most innovative component in your product that differentiates from competition who are also trying to do similar products?
The base of our material, we also talk about the PVA. PVA is a polyvinyl alcohol. But this is a common product that you can find in 1950s. So it's not a new product. But our advantage is we make a new recipe using this raw material. And the great advantage at the end is we can use the same material or this raw material in the same lines that today are making the bag. This is the big advantage. Even that the material everyone knows, because you can see if you are looking at a wall and you are checking that it's paint, our material is there. You are using some drugs, the pills are making with our material. If you have a problem with your eyes and you need the liquid to clarify the vision or get off the red color, also is our product. We take a common product that anyone knows, but we change the capacity to make a bag. And this is the big advantage of our product. We don't create nothing new. We modify a product. We use it in a bag.
The base material for the product is polyvinyl alcohol or PVA, a water-soluble synthetic polymer. It is not a novel material as Roberto mentioned. It is just how it is used to suit the existing manufacturing systems around the world who are into bag making. The next big distinction in SoluBags approach is having distinct materials that are either soluble in hot or warm water and products that are soluble in cold water. So how did SoluBag get into developing such a unique product portfolio?
Yeah, in the beginning we are talking about the cold water soluble materials, but the material also can set in different temperatures. So we have the same material that can dissolve in cold or hot water. But the most important thing that I need to talk that the material always react with water. The material react with water in cold or hot materials that we have. Yeah, but with time, the hot ones also react with cold water, but take more time. So we have a window that we can use the same material, even if you are in a city that start raining. If you are using the cold water soluble material, yeah, the cold water soluble material react immediately, and you don't have too much time to carry your product. But if you are using the hot material, yeah, you have more time that you can expose the material to the water. However, after maybe 3 or 4 hours, the bag also start to disappear, but because the material start to react. That's the reason that depends of the final product that you wanted to produce. Yeah, we can set up or adjust the material with the thickness or the temperature that we can control to give you more time to expose directly with the water.
That's good to know. It's actually a good thing because we never notice the nuances of how much we abuse plastic. We generally take plastic for granted. And when you have a novel product like this that is actually solvable, then you probably have to take into account the environmental factors also. Is this the only big limitation between this product and a plastic bag in its current form?
No, today we have different solutions for that. The bag is the most simple product that we can produce today. In the plastic market, you have two areas. One is the flexible ones that include the bags, and the other one is the rigid area that you can make thermoforming, injection molding parts, and injection molding products. So today we are making new develops in that area too, because there are a lot of single-use products that are rigid. Maybe the cup of a can of coffee or some caps of bottles. So we can start to change this type of materials that nobody take care for a simple solution. The most important thing that I wanted to explain in that point that is we can give the opportunity of all the people that are using our products that they can do it at home. You don't need to invest in a special machinery or need to spend a lot of money for new technology to recycling this part of products. No, you can do it with the wheel at home. And our technology can be used for a child or the old guy. This is the big, big advantage. You don't need to do something special. Also, if you don't want to do nothing, and in your city start raining, yeah, you can put all the bags outside and you can see how the environment can take care of that. So this is the best alternative that we consider that we can put in the market.
Wow, that is interesting. Are you telling that we can take the chemicals and then do the bag by ourselves?
At the moment, our business plan start with we are selling the raw material for the company that today can produce the bags. However, we are talking with some companies that are interested to start making the raw material in different countries. And we are also offer some alternative for that because it's a new business plan that we need to push. And we are working for make a license to talk with these customers and go on in this idea. It's not so simple because, when we try to open our option to do this, we need to get the rights, the correct rights, and it's a legal process that maybe is not so fast. Because, when you start talking with the lawyers, all change. You wanted to run and they wanted to walk. So, we have that option. For different market that we can provide the rights to start producing the raw material, even that we can manage the product that we can make the recipe because we wanted to make the control of the quality of our final product.
Oh, that is interesting that you mentioned about the legal challenges that you get into. Can you be more specific and can you give us detail, like, is it because of any particular chemical that you face into problems in international transactions?
No, anyone can do it. But, you know, to make the final products in industrial process, you need to invest a lot of money. Or if you have the machinery, yeah, we need to adjust the process to control our product. So it's easy to do it, but yeah, you need to get the expertise and also the machinery and you need to produce the pellets. You know, the pellets is the base of everything. And the process is the same for all. But yeah, at the end, the recipe is come from our side.
It perfectly leads me to my next question. You mentioned about manufacturing and you're based out of Chile and you want to expand outside of Chile. You already started discussions with a lot of players. How easy is it for companies who are manufacturing plastic bags now to switch to your product in terms of cost or in terms of ease of integration?
For running our material, it's very simple. You need the same lines that today are making the bags. The compostable material works like LDPE. So you need a machine with this type of setting, and you can run the material without any problem. Yeah, you need to adjust basically the temperature because our material needs less temperature than the common plastic materials. And yeah, the price of our products is higher because we don't have the amount of the market today. So we are a small company, and even that our material is more competitive than the former times, we thought that maybe in the next 2 years our price will be very similar to the common plastic today. But yeah, we need to increase production, and also we are working to reduce the price every time with various suppliers, good new products that we can adjust in our recipe to reduce the price. But yeah, this is a challenge for us to do it in the near future. But today, with the advantage that the plastic materials is falling down in the market, give us the possibility to enter with a very competitive price. In the beginning, yeah, our price is impossible to do a bag. But today, yeah, we have a very similar price that the common compostable materials. And we have some advantage for that. So we are continuing working to reduce the price to go to the market in the best condition. You know, if we will compare our materials in the countries that are buying the plastic, yeah, our product is very expensive. But in the country that today you can't use more plastic, yeah, our product is very competitive with the common material you can find, even the paper or even compostable materials. So we are working on that to be more competitive.
That is a good point. You do mention that currently your product is a little expensive. Did you say 3 years is the time that you're looking for when it can be on par with plastics?
Maybe two, maybe one, or we don't know, because all depends on the amount. If you consider our production is around 600 tons per month, and you consider our market in Chile that is very small, but only in tissue bags, the consumption is more than 60,000 tons per year. So imagine the volume all over the world. Crazy, it's a huge number. So if we are taking the 1% of the market, yeah, the price, I think, falling down very similar like the common plastic. But today, the plastic is crazy. The price is nothing at the end because they have a lot of country banning the using, and the price is falling down because you have a lot of competitors with the same material. So they need to fight to get new sales. So the price is falling down every month.
That is true because there are a lot of manufacturers for plastic. It again brings me to another question about the durability of the product. Plastics, for example, people can use it for a long, long time, multiple reuse, and it's literally abused, plastic bag. In terms of the durability of your product, do you specify any number of uses, or how much abuse can the product take?
We can make a lot of products. As I told you before, the plastic bag or the t-shirt bag is the most simple product that we can do. We can make a different type of product like gloves, pool bags that we are making today, because a lot of customers have pets at home. So it's a nightmare in the country that they can find plastic bags that they can remove this issue. So we are replacing common products that today are using plastics. And we have a lot of options to make new products. So, but we need to go step by step. We can't enter in the market with 100 products at the same time, because we need to be sure that the people can understand how they can use the material, and you need to educate what they can do after they use the product. You know, the lifetime of a bag is around 12 to 15 minutes. So it not makes sense to make a product that stays in the environment 400 years. Our idea is the same. They need to understand what is the way to use our product, even that you can reuse, okay? Because we have two options, the single use and the reusable bag with the same technology. But it's a important item, how they can understand, how they can use the product, and how they can dissolve or destroy the product at the end.
That's really good. It's good to know about the supply side of it. And it perfectly leads me to my final question. On the consumer side, on the demand side, of course, people generally are aware of the impact that the plastic has on the planet. But what would you say, what would you give as a message to people to be more aware of the impacts of plastics? And what would be your message to the common people who are currently using plastic bags? How would you motivate them to try your product?
Our product is very similar, it's the same as the materials that they know in former times. But the big advantage of our product is not a promise. You know, all the technology that you can find in the market are a promise that maybe can destroy it in 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, maybe not make any problem. But in our case, our product is a real thing. You use it and you destroy it by yourself. You can do it by yourself. And this is the big advantage, because every time that you are talking about recycling process, you need to separate the materials in plastic, glass, cartoon, or other products. Maybe someone take care for the material and make something new. Maybe someone recycling, but you don't take care for that. You never know it. Or you never wait 6 months if the bag destroyed or not. So that's the big advantage of us. You can use it and you can do it by yourself. And you don't need to take care or wait another ones do it. You can do it at home. As I told you, a child, old guy, a guy with different capacities can do it. This is the big, big difference with the products that you can find in the market. And the whole thing that we wanted to push, that our material is 100% no plastic. Today you can find a lot of materials that are using PLA or new other products, but all are for oil based or use plastic to stabilize the recipe. So you are changing plastic for plastic at the end. You can find like a sugar cane materials, and the sugar cane materials, yeah, works like a plastic, but you need to put LDPE inside, because not works without plastic. In our case, we don't have any percent of plastic inside our recipe. So when we talk about what we can do, yeah, we can do the same. But we don't want it to continue make pollution all over the world.
That is fantastic, Roberto. It gives a better picture of your product and makes people more aware of the product and what goes into plastic bags and why is it essential to make this shift. Roboto, it's been an absolute pleasure to talking to you about your product and how you aim to tackle the plastic pollution. So thanks for taking time and joining me on the podcast.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank you to talk our proposal to solve some problems in the environment.
So that was the feature segment from this week. Please check the website of Solubag and find out more about the value proposition on offer, and hope you can support such causes. The links, like always, will be in the show notes section of the podcast and also on the website missionjunior.com. Missionjunior.com is your one-stop destination to find out all about the podcast, our guest, blog post, and a lot more. You can also let me know your views there on the page, or you can also send me an email, missionjunior@gmail.com. And of course, you can tag Mission Junior across the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The handle is @MissionJunior. And if you like the show, do give a rating, write a review, or share it with friends and colleagues. It takes only about like 30 seconds to share the episode link to 3 people in your network. So please consider doing that and spreading the message. So signing off, this is Girish Shivakumar, and as always, thank you for listening.